The weekend's cultural highlights in the region include a new music ensemble, a deadpan stand-up comic, a rock horror musical comedy, futurist and futuristic puppet theater, the return of a virtuoso violinist, a one-night festival of performance art, and a whole lot more. Brooklyn-based new music ensemble So Percussion brings its innovative interpretations of modern classics and collaborative new works to the tent at PS21, Performance Spaces for the 21st Century, in Chatham, New York, on Saturday at 8 p.m. Champions of innovation and curiosity, So Percussion produces its own original music and frequently collaborates with other musicians and performers. They're well known for using original and exotic instruments in performance and on recordings. So Percussion's repertoire ranges from music of the 20th century by John Cage, Steve Reich, and Yannis Xenakis, to commissioning and advocating works by contemporary composers including David Lang, Steve Mackey, and Paul Lansky. The rock horror musical comedy Little Shop of Horrors is running at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield through Saturday, July 23rd. The production features Broadway actress Brianna Parham voicing the role of Audrey II, the infamous plant, from offstage, while onstage, Taurine Everett, a lip-syncing drag queen, will embody the plant, which is usually represented by a puppet. Joe Pera brings his deadpan stand-up comedy style to the Dre Pavilion at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8 p.m. The Buffalo-born, Brooklyn-based comic has been called more Twilight Zone than Moth, more Andy Kaufman than Chris Gethard. I love Andy Kaufman, and I miss him so. I spend a lot of time on YouTube watching old videos of Andy Kaufman. But getting back to this weekend, superstar violinist Joshua Bell will appear with the Boston Symphony Orchestra as soloist in Saint-Saëns Romantic Violin Concerto No. 3 at opening night at Tanglewood in Lenox tonight at 8, in a program featuring music by Ravel, Saint-Saëns, and Prokofiev, led by Canadian conductor Jacques Lacombe. Over at the Bard Summerscape Festival on the campus of Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson, Demolishing Everything with Amazing Speed, four puppet plays by leading Italian futurist Fortunato Depero, originally staged in 1917, have been newly rediscovered, translated, designed, and directed by Obie and Bessie Award-winning artist Dan Herlin. Their first performance, almost a full century after their creation, Herlin's production combines traditional Bunraku puppetry techniques with the state-of-the-art technology from 3D printing to sound sampling, and a live score by Tony Award-nominated composer and sound designer Dan Moses Schreier, running tonight through July 17th in the Fisher Center at Bard. The world-renowned Klezmatics will headline the 5th annual Yidstock, the Festival of New Yiddish Music, at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Mass., beginning next Thursday, July 14th, and running through Sunday, July 17th. The lineup for the four-day festival also includes the original Klezmer Revival outfit Klezmer Conservatory Band, Sklomberg and the Shepherds, with Lauren Sklomberg, singer-pianist-composer Polina Shepherd from Siberia, and master clarinetist Merlin Shepherd from the UK, and Paul Shapiro's Ribs and Brisket Review, whose distinctive sound mixes Klezmer with early jazz and R&B. And finally, the Catch Performance Series brings 10 cutting-edge acts in a variety of genres to Basilica Hudson in Hudson, New York, for the second summer in a row on Sunday at 6 p.m. This year's performers, innovative creators in theater, dance, music, and other fields, include Banana Bag and Bodice, a celebrated downtown theater company now based in Beacon, Chelsea and Magda, a Philadelphia-based performance duo with roots in the Hudson Valley, the New York City-based music story duo James and Jerome, interactive installation artist Steve Lambert, Dan Safer's New York City and Catskills-based transdisciplinary performance collective Witness Relocation, Obie Award-winning composer Heather Christian, choreographer Faye Driscoll, and Adrian Truscott, choreographer, circus acrobat, dancer, writer, and as of late, comedian, among others. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.